Welcome to the Photographer's Couch, where we don't just talk business, we talk life. I'm Megan Joelli, your host, and this is the podcast for entrepreneurs who want to succeed not just in their work, but in every aspect of their lives. Join me on the couch as we dive deep into conversations about entrepreneurship, photography, mental and physical health, and everything in between. Whether you're hustling to build your dream business, striving to stay connected with your loved ones, or looking to achieve that perfect balance between work and well-being, this place is for you. So grab a cup of coffee and get comfortable, and let's explore how to live a fulfilled, healthy life while creating the business of your dreams. This is more than just a podcast. It's your weekly dose of inspiration, motivation, and real talk. Welcome to the Photographer's Couch, where we're living life to the fullest, one conversation at a time. Well, hello. Thank you for coming back to another episode. You guys, I just realized I'm outside walking. By the way, it's such a beautiful day here in North Carolina. But I just realized that I did a podcast that I never published, and it was actually supposed to be last week's. And anyway, it's not really a big deal because honestly, I have maybe one person listening to my podcast. Shout out to that one person. But it just matters to me because I meant to do a follow-up podcast after the five things that I changed, just that makes my life better and healthier. But it was the one thing that I've learned to do in order to make those changes. So anyway, I'm going to put that one up next, and then it'll be this one. But anyway, the reason why I'm telling you is just because, you know, it just matters to me. And that's why I'm going to do it. And that's kind of what stemmed sort of this conversation that we're going to have today. I was actually talking to a small business owner this afternoon, and one of the things that we kept talking about is how we used to hide in our business, in our life, and we put ourselves on the back burner. But it all kind of boiled down to that we were just afraid to speak our truths, tell our story. You know, I probably said this before on the podcast, but it's just, you know, I really do think that your story matters, your words matter, what you have to say matters. It doesn't matter. I mean, if you're a business owner, it doesn't matter if you have a million followers or you have reels that go viral. It doesn't matter. You matter, and what you have to say matters. And I just think if you are true to yourself, then what you say is going to be important. And I say that because I know there's a lot of people on social media, and you see a lot of fake things, and maybe you see people do and say things, and like, you know, in real life, like that isn't true to them. I'm not talking about those things. I'm talking about, I mean, I'll just give an honest example of myself. Like, I love to help people. And I do that in real life. You know, I don't just do it here. Like, I don't just say that on the podcast or post on social media. But I mean, I do. I truly love to help people. And I do everything I can to, you know, do that. So anyway, I think that being your authentic self and being you, I mean, it's all you have to do, and everything else comes naturally. And if you're a business owner, the money comes. Because obviously that's why we're in business, right? Most of us, right? Unless you're just, you know, wealthy and don't need to work. But even if you are, like, people who love what they do and just are you know, genuine, you know, you not only do you enjoy what you do and you do a good job at it, you also can make money at it. So anyway, when I was talking to this other business owner, we were just talking about how we used to like hide and not say anything. And, you know, there's a lot of books out there, and it's said a lot of different ways, but it's just not caring about what other people think about you. And, you know, it has taken me a long time to not care about what other people think. And I mean that in the most like respectful, loving way. There are people in my life that I let them speak into my life. It's a very small amount of people, but if I just let anybody speak into my life, which I have before, right? And I'm sure a lot of us have, especially if you have kids and people telling you, you know, you need to have these kind of bottles, and you need to sleep when the baby sleeps, and you need to go here for school or whatever. Like, you can be in so many different ways, you know, off on different trails, and you're not really going in a direction, and you're not going in the direction you want in life. So I think it's very important to write a list of, literally write this down. The power of writing things down is just, I think it's lost in this digital age, but trust me on this. Take a pen and paper and like write 1 to 5. And it could be 3 people on that list. It could be 1 person on that list. Who can speak into your life? I think that was such a valuable exercise for me, because it's not that I don't care and respect a friend of mine, but they don't speak into my life. It's not that I don't listen to what they have to say and think about it. They aren't going to change my life. Now, I can hear what they have to say, and if it's life-changing, I can go talk to somebody else who's on that list of who can speak into my life and be like, hey, what do you think about this? But why that is important, I think, is because it's helped me to not worry so much about what other people think, because I tell my kids this. You know, I had one of my boys, they were kind of being bullied at school a little bit, not to the extreme, but just like somebody was saying something not nice about them. And I was just like, you know, tomorrow or the next day, they're going to be talking about somebody else, and they're going to forget about what they just said about you, and they're going to try to pick on you about something else. But sometimes it doesn't even have to be like for adults. It doesn't have to be like trying to bully or hurt somebody's feelings, but you know, it could just be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she said that, how embarrassing, or I can't believe she keeps talking about her business. Why does she keep posting about her business? Nobody, her pictures are not good. You know, she didn't have a lot of clients, you know, whatever the story is, but who cares? Like, as a business owner, and even just as a person, like, who cares what that person thinks? And sometimes I know it's like, oh, okay, Megan, it's easier said than done. Like, when somebody's making fun of you or whatever, but it's not really. Like, number one, I think that it's none of my business what somebody else thinks about me. Why am I going to give energy to negativity about what someone else thinks about me? Let me just answer that. Like, why am I giving energy to it? I will tell you why I used to give energy to things, because I actually believed them. And until I stopped believing those things that people were saying about me, or maybe I needed to change something. That's one reason. So I'll give you that. If you were like, okay, easier said than done. Well, it isn't easy when you believe those things people say about you. Okay. That is a whole nother story. But if you don't believe those things, stop giving energy to it. Okay. If you do believe those things, then maybe you need to give energy to fixing or changing those things, or changing your beliefs about them. So again, that's another story. But if it's something that you're like, that's not true, I like my photos, like, I think I need to speak up and talk in my business or show up or post all the time, like, then who cares that somebody thinks you're posting too much? Because someone's going to think you post too much. Someone's going to think you don't post enough. Somebody's going to think your stuff's not consistent. Someone's going to think that you're too consistent. Like, who cares? Are you happy? Because I'll be honest, there's been times in my life that I wasn't happy with what I was doing. So yeah, that's where I needed to give energy to, is change that if I wanted to at that time. Okay? All right, so that's the thing that I always think about when it comes, because it still creeps up. Even though, like, I say this with love, I don't care what other people think about me. it's, those still, things still creep up. It's not like they just go away. Just deal with them differently. So, the other thing is we make up stories in our heads. You guys know how many times I probably need to sit down and think about this, although I don't know what the answer will do for me, but you know how many times I have made up a story about either somebody that I know from high school, somebody that I used to work with, somebody that I know, somebody that I connected with, and I made up a story that they would never book with me, they don't like my photography, they'd rather use somebody else, I'm not that good, and then somewhere along the way, they've booked with me. Now, I'm not saying everybody that I've made up that story, but there's been enough of people that I've made up stories in my head that I'm not good enough, they don't want to book with me, and then somewhere along the way, they end up booking with me. So it just goes to, we make up stories in our heads all the time, and that is something that I'm trying to stop doing. Because number one, they're normally not true. Or number two, we're never going to know what the story is. So why are we giving energy to that? So anyway, it was just a conversation that I had shared with somebody today about how we used to hide, how we used to not speak. We used to not, we just honestly just like hide and in plain sight. And how it just goes back to, I think we're doing a disservice by not showing up and not saying our truths and not telling our stories. I don't think there's been a lot of things that I've struggled with, in the last 10, 15 years as a mom, as a wife, as a sister, as a daughter, as a business owner, as a friend, as a consumer, and I don't share those, and I hadn't shared those things before, and then I realized the power in sharing a story. And for some people, the story may not mean anything to you. It may not resonate. This podcast might not mean anything to you. You might have turned it off before you even heard my first sentence. But to others, it might. And so that's why I think it's so important to talk, have conversations, meet people, and just don't be afraid of being you, however that looks. So as always, I love meeting new people. I often do one-on-one Zoom calls with people all over the country, to be honest, all over the world if I can. If you are somebody who any of my podcasts resonate with, I would love to hear from you. I'm going to put my one-on-one Zoom chat, coffee and chat link up. And if you want to have a conversation and maybe one day you would want to be on the podcast, I would love to hear from you. So I hope you have a wonderful day. I'm going to finish my walk out here. It's so nice. It was 30 degrees this morning and now it's 70. So welcome to North Carolina.